In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God. Amen.
Today, we celebrate that tomorrow we will start the Great Lent, the Holy Lent. And you'll be surprised that all the rite of today, which is on the last Sunday before the Holy Lent, all the rites and the tones of the hymns are the same exactly as the last Friday in the Holy Lent. At our Coptic church, manage and arrange all the readings and the hymns and everything like the last Friday of the Holy Lent to celebrate that we will start the fasting, and also as exactly the last Friday as we celebrate the ending or the last day in the Great Lent. And if we go to know exactly what the mean of the Lent, the definition exactly, it means that we are abstinence totally or partially from the food. But if we take only the definition of that, again, if we take this only as a definition of we are stopped eating only, no, we can't benefit from fasting. That's why it's only like, it's what we have to say, that fasting is not to stop the eating, it's not the goal, but it's a gate to all the virtues. Gate to gain virtues. Again, the Lent or the fasting, it's only like we have to break free the bonds that we have. We are attracted to the earth. We are attracting to the earth by many things in our life. Using fast, then the Great Lent, I have to break free these bonds. Again, the fasting is the storehouse of all virtues. And the first commandment to Adam and Eve, to not eat. And God knew everything about Adam and Eve, that the first lust is to eat. That's why he tried to tell them, only sacrifice yourself and give me a little bit to show your love to me by stop eating. It's only small things. Stop eating. And to teach them how to self-control. And by the end, they fell. That's why God, he had to come again and to fast 40 days. And the first temptation faced Jesus Christ on the mountain, the devil came to him and said to him, like, can you transfer this stone to bread? And by the end, God defeated. And he came back again to Adam. Adam, you fell due to your lust in fasting. Now, I give you an example to fast and how to stand fast against the devil. Again, fasting or the great Lent, it's mean repentance. And repentance in the Greek, it's metanoia or metanoia. That's why we say metanoia. Metanoia mean, in the Greek, meta and noia, or nose. Meta, it means change. And nose, it means mind. Then, if I understand the meanings of what the meaning of metanoia, it means change my mind. Again, metanoia, it's metanoia, or meta. Knows, it means that I change my mind. then during the fast, during the Great Lent, I have to change my mind. And we will see how to change our mind. That's why in Romans 12:2 he said, St. Paul said, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Then during the fast, I have to gain, to change my mind. However, what is my mind related to? Related to earthly things? Related to the food? Anything, any lust, any sin, I have to change my mind. And that's why during the days in the Great Lent, we will see how we use the metanias a lot during the days. As if we asking God to help us, His mercy, asking Him His mercy to what? To help us in the Great Lent to change our mind. That's why we say, "Have mercy upon us, O God the Father, the Pantocrator." This is the all the congregation said after the reply of the congregation, after the priest said, "We bow our knees." Then we ask to do Matanya, to change our mind, and to ask God His help. And there's, during the fasting, during the Great Lent, we have three pillars, which is related to our gospel today. The three pillars, it's according to Matthew 6, 1 to 18. Fasting, prayer, and almsgiving. And the charity. Three, we have to know and we have to use it. The function of fasting or the Great Lent is prayer, fasting, and the charity. What about fasting? In Matthew 4:14, he said, "It's written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the God." That's why we are struggling all the day about, we are thinking about how to eat, what to eat, and it's 55 days, and it's hard on us, difficult and we are struggling in all the fasting, but the problem is not like that. Because we are thinking only about a small part of the fasting, which is the bread, which is the food. But God taught us that we have to know how to fast. The gain and the goal of fasting is to break all the sin and the bonds that I attracted to. What St. Augustine said about fasting? Fasting cleans the soul, raises the mind, subjects one's flesh to spirit, renders the heart contrite and humble, scatters the cloud of consumptions, quenches the fire of lust, and the kindles the true light of chastity. Enter again into yourself. St. John Chrysostom said, "Fasting is a medicine." Again, and I'm stopping, I stop on this word. Fasting is a medicine. Yes, when we are stop eat a little bit, we are thinking spiritually, not earthly. When I'm hungry, I feel I am weak. That's why I go to God and asking Him His help and His mercy. As beneficial as it is, becomes useless because of inexperience of the user. The problem that we are not using fasting in the right way. We are using a fasting as we have stopped to eat only. Saint Isaac said, "Just as the most bitter medicine drives out poisonous creatures, so prayer and fasting drives away evil thoughts." Again, just as the most bitter medicine drives out poisonous creatures, so prayer and fasting drives away evil thoughts. Again, fasting and prayer drives away all the bad thoughts and all the bad lots that I have in my life. How to prepare myself spiritually to fast? Number one, I have to go to God and write down all my sins. I have this. And to be honest with God, I have a problem in my life with that and that and that. Number two, I have to confess and asking God His help and also working with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is working inside me. But the problem, I'm not giving Him a space to work. Then, that's why I have to work in that. Number one, I have to write down all the things that I have problem in my life. For example, I can't forgive the others. I have bad words. I have bad thoughts. I have all of that. Or I'm being gossiping or whatever. Then I'm go to myself in first and write down everything. Then number two, I have to confess. And I have to remember that God is working with me by His Holy Spirit. In 1st Epistle of John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It's clear from St. John that he said, we have in first to confess. We have to put everything in His hand. If we say that this period is a period of repentance, then I have to, first of all, to repent. Tomorrow morning, is the first day of fasting. And please not delay like a week. The first week is a preparation. It's no need to fast. No way. The church not arranging everything like that. No, we have to prepare ourselves during this week to go through fasting, through the fast, through the great Lent with the high spirit. That's why from first day I have to fast. But for the repent, I have to repent from now. That's why we celebrate today that tomorrow is the first day. If we go to the monasteries in Egypt, we will find that all the monks celebrate this day. And they congratulate everybody. Tomorrow morning we have the great Lent. Number three, I have to seek forgiveness from all whom you have offended and forgive all who have hurt me or hurt me. In Mark 11:25, and whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. I can't go fast and pray and I have a problem with someone. Then I have to forgive all the people. And I have to ask also the forgiveness from anybody. This is exactly what St. Mark said when Jesus said about, I have to forgive everybody and I have to ask the forgiveness from all whom I have offended. Number four, I ask God to fill me by the Holy Spirit according to His command and His promises. What is the meaning of that? In 1st Epistle of John, the 5:14-15, now this is a confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we have asked of Him. The problem that if I believe in what I am asking God, for example, I'm asking God anything, but after the prayer, I feel that God, He is not listening to me. Or I'm asking, for example, to help to solve a problem or to do whatever, but by the end, I'm surprised that it's not happened. And I'm angry, upset from God. Why are you not answering my question? The problem that I'm always asking God without faith. If I believe that God is doing everything, okay. I have to give Him the time. Not because He's late in His answer, no. Because He had a right time to answer. but I have no patience. That's why during my prayer in the great land, I have to believe that God is listening to me, and I have to work with my Holy Spirit inside me. Number five is surrender your life fully to Jesus Christ as your Lord and Master. Refuse to obey your worldly nature. In Romans 12, 1-2, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And I have to ask myself first, what is the will of God? I'm doing in my life the will of God, or I'm doing my will? That's why when I pray, I have to ask God what? God, please help me in whatever, but according to your will, I give myself, I give everything in my life in His hands. That's why I have the confidence. That is satisfaction. The comfort that He is doing the best for me. And also, I have to help the people surrounding me. I have to help the people surround me. Number six, this is meditate on the attributes of God. He, His love, mighty, power, wisdom, faithfulness, grace, compassion, and others. Let's take like a training or something to do during our fasting. In the morning, just you open your eyes, do the cross, and pray our Father, and only for a few seconds, tell God how you are great, Almighty. How you are great. I love you from my deep heart. You are my Father. Open a discussion between you and between God from the morning, from the first second you open your eyes. And give God the opportunity to bless the day. During the day, use only a lot. For sure, if you have, you can read Psalms. Read the Psalms. If you have a time to pick some Psalms, read it. Like during the day, for example, pick like 4 or 5 Psalms during the day. And if you have a time, read it. If not, remember the name of God by Jesus Christ prayer. Put a plan to read the Bible during the day. And say, for example, I will finish during the great land this book from the Bible. And not read as you're reading, as if you read the newspaper. No. Meditate on the words of God. That's why in Psalm 103, he said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, and a lot. We are not blessed God. No, we are remember how God is blessing us in all the life. That's why I thank Him every time. Then during the great land, I have to start like a beginning, a new start with God spiritually. I know my sin or my sins. I know everything about myself. I confess. I pray a lot. I give the Holy Spirit to work within me. And finally, do not underestimate the spiritual opposition. Satan sometimes intensifies that natural battle between body and spirit. You will feel hungry. You will feel tired. You can't stand sometimes to work. You can't do everything in the beginning of the fast. Ask God His help. And you will see, if we believe that there is a blessings and grace, then wait until God give you the blessings and grace. The fasting is not a diet. Fasting is not a diet. Fasting, it's joined by the blessings and grace of God. I say then, walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit. The Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Fasting, finally, is a gift from God to work in this period and to gain a lot of virtues in my life. And we hope that we spend more time with God. That's why during the week you have to attend one of the liturgy, late liturgy. For example, on Friday, we have one from 4 to 6. Come and attend the liturgy and take the blessings. For stop eating and fasting. And see how God is working with you. That's why when we go to the gospel today, He said, go into your room. It's not only your room as your room to pray only. No. Go inside yourself and close the door. And do what we have to do. Is to stay with yourself and see from where I have to start. From my sins. Or from what I have to forgive the others, or from I have a lack in my prayers or reading the Bible, and I have to write down everything. And asking God to renew my spirit and to spend with Him a journey of the great Lent, and to wait His grace and blessing, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Κυρία Λαϊσόν, Κυρία Λαϊσόν, χαινομέθμι. We believe in one God, God the Father, the Consecrator, Creator of heaven and earth, and of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, one essence of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit with the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended into the heavens, which is right behind the Father, and is coming again to glory to judge the living and dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the Giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who is the Father and the Son, who worship and glorify, who spoke by the prophets, and one Catholic Apostolic Church. We confess one baptism for the remission of sins.
Forgive me, my Father, my brother. Trile fogison.
Ebie brosif kista siti.
Ile ne pasi. Form a man in corruption, and that which into the world from the enemy of the devil you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the earth with the heavenly peace, by which those of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest. Be it on earth and goodwill be toward men.
Love and the Holy Apostle kisses.
Lord, amen.
According to your good will, O God, fill our hearts with your peace. Clean us from our blemish, all will, O hypocrisy, all malice, and the remembrance of evil. And delaying that, and make us all worthy, our Master, to greet one another with a holy kiss. Likainana la bairuku an fi dainunatin min mawhibta ghayl mida samaya bil masih yaswa rabbina.
قبلوا بعضكم بعضا بقبلة مقدسة يا رب ارحم يا رب ارحم
الرب مع جميعكم. Truth being before the ages reigning forever, who dwells in the highest and upon the lowly, who has created them and they're the sea and all that is therein, the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne of his glory, and who is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You are seated, stand
before whom stand the angels, the archangels, the principality, the authority, the throne, the dominions, and the powers.
Look towards these.
Anta walazi yakif hawluka sharubim al-mumtali'un ayunan. والسرافيم ذو الستة الأجنحة يسبحون دائما بغير سكوت قائلين
أنصت
Oh.
الذي جبلنا وخلقنا وضعنا في فردوس النعيم وعندما خالفنا عصيتك بغواية الحياة سقطنا من الحياة الأبدية نوفينا من فردوس النعيم لم تتركنا عنك أيضا إلى الانقضاء بل تعمدتنا دائما بأنبيائك القديسين وفي آخر الأيام ظهرت لنا نحن الجلوس في الظلمة وظلال الموت بابنك الوحيد ربنا وإلهنا مخلصنا يسوع المسيح هذا الذي من الروح القدس ومن العذراء القديسة مريم وزكانت أن بكم The ways of salvation. He granted us from above. He granted us the birth from on high through water and spirit. He made us unto himself a congregation and sanctified us by Holy Spirit. He loved his own one in the world and gave himself up for our salvation unto death which reigned over us, whereby we were bound and sold on account of our sins. He descended into Hades through the cross.
Amen. I
أصعد إلى السماوات وجلس عن يمينك أيها الآب ورسم يوما للمجازاة هذا الذي يأتي في يدينا المسكونة بالعدل ويعطي كل واحد وواحد كنحو أعماله Mysterion Tetimet Efthavis Efthishvar Etifi Efumo Kaifanchem Pikonmos
Elisos
For this is my body which shall be broken for you and for many to be given for the remission of sins. Do this in remembrance of me.
This is true. Amen.
Vareti on pike afot menen sampidipnon afthot fevolchen o irpinem uma o et af shepegmot. Af esmo erof.
Amen.
Af erog. Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, shall be shed for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins. Do this in remembrance of me.
This is all so and true. Amen.
كل مرة تأكلون فيها من هذا الخبز وتشربون من هذه الكاس تبشرون بموتي وتعترفون بقيامتي وتذكرونني إلى أن آجي.
آمين آمين آمين. بموتك يا رب نبشر وبقيامتك المقدسة وصعودك إلى السماوات.
نحن أيضا نصنع ذكرى الأمين المقدسة قيامته من الأموات وصعوده إلى السماوات وجلوسه عن يمينك أيها الآن أدور الثاني الآتي من السماوات المخوف المملوء مجدا نقرب لك قرابينك من الذي لك على كل حال ومن أجل كل حال وفي كل حال.
Worship God in fear,
trembling. Kemen entef ein fin so mein vorwentrof Rabbena ulehna kharissam Pai afudzeunas no fiftayot enteti diyathiki in veri entof Rabbena ulehna kharissam Mashiach يعطاني مغفرة الخطايا وحياة أبدية لكل من يتناول منه
يا رب ارحم يا رب ارحم يا رب ارحم
You are master to partake of your holy and your perfection of our souls, our bodies, our spirit, that we may become one body and one spirit and may have a shared an inheritance with all the saints who have blessed you since the beginning. Remember, O Lord, the peace of your one only holy Catholic and Apostolic World of Church.
Pray for the peace of the only Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church of God.
Lord, have mercy.
Grace, which you have pardoned to yourself with the precious blood of your Christ, keep her in peace. With all in the Orthodox bishops who are in her foremost, remember, O Lord, our blessed and honored father, the Archbishop Baba Ambata Vadros II.
Pray for our high priest,
Pope Ava Tawadros II, Pope Patriarch and of the High Priest, the, and High Priest of the Great City of Alexandria, and for our Orthodox Bishop.
Lord have mercy.
And those who rightly define the word of truth with him, grant them and your holy church to shepherd your flock in peace. Remember, O Lord, the Orthodox Higumen, priests and deacons.
Pray for the Father, the Higumens, the priests, the deacons, and the subdeacons, and the seven orders of the Church of God.
Lord,
أكون للخدام وكل الذين في البتولية وطهار شعبك المؤمن أذكر يا رب أن ترحمنا كلنا ما safety of this place, which is yours, and in every place, and in every monastery for the fathers.
Pray for the salvation of the world and of this city of ours, and of all cities, districts, islands, and monasteries.
Lord, have mercy.
واستكنينا فيها بمن الله تفضل يا رب ويت السماء. وثمرات الأرض وصعود مياه الأنهار وزرع والعشب ونبات الحق في هذه السنة باركها
اطلبوا ونوية السماء وثمرات الأرض والشجرة والكروم وكل شجرة مثمرة في كل المسكونة لكي يبارك المسيح إلهنا ويكملها سالمة بغير آفة ويغفر لنا خطايانا
اسعدها كمقدار كنعمة فروج الأرض يروى حرصها ولتكثر أثمارها عندها للزرع والحصاد ودبر يا رب دبر يا رب حياتنا كما يليق بارك إكليل السنة بصلاحك من أجل فقراء شعبك من أجل الأرملة واليتيم والغريب والضيف ومن أجلنا كلنا نحن الذين نرجوك ونطلب باسمك القدوس For the eyes of everyone wait upon you For you give them their food and you see them deal with us according to your goodness O you who give food to all flesh Fill our hearts with joy and gladness That we too having sufficient sin and in everything always Be abundant in every good deed.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember, O Lord, those who have brought unto you this gift, those on whose behalf the hand be brought, and those by whom the hand be brought. Give them all thy veneration.
Pray for these holy, precious gifts, our sacrifices, and those who bring them.
Lord, and commend your only begotten Son, we share in commemoration of your sins. Raise me up, O Lord, to remember all the sins, all the blessedness and beginning, our Holy Father, the Patriarch, the Prophet, the Apostle, the Preacher, the Evangelist, the Martyr, the Confessor, and all the Spirit of righteous who consummated in the faith. Most of all, the pure, full of glory, ever virgin, holy Theotokos, Saint Mary, who gave birth to God the Lord. And Saint John the Ferner, Baptist, the Martyr, and Stephen, Archdeacon, and the Pro-Martyr, the Beholder of God, Saint Mark, the Evangelist, the Apostle, and the Martyr, the Patriarch, and Severus, our Teacher, Discourse, and Ascensus, Apostolic, Saint Peter, the Holy Martyr, and High Priest, Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Sedition, Saint Sophilus, Saint Demetrius, Saint Cyril, Saint Basil, Saint Gregory the Libyan, Saint Gregory the Wonder Worker, Saint Gregory the Armenian, the 318 Assembly in Nicaea, the 150 Constantinople, and the 200 at Ephesus, Nympeniotens, Ikeos, finished the Avantonios, Tempest me above, Pavli, Nempishum de Soababa, Macari, Nimnishiretiro, Nestavrovom, Orums, Nympenio of the Onibevomenos, Nympenio of Apishoi, Pimis me Pyromenteleos, Beamen reader David Sotir in Asus Nympeniot Baba Avakirellos Bima Asum. And all the choir of your saints, root whose prayers and supplication have mercy on us all, and save us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us.
Let those who read recite the names of our holy fathers, the patriarchs who have fallen asleep. O Lord, repose their souls and forgive us our sins.
May their holy blessing be with us. Amen. Glory be to you, Lord. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have
هؤلاء كل أحد يا رب الذين ذكرنا اسمهم والذين لم نذكرهم الذين في كل أحد منا والذين ليسوا في فكرنا الذين ركضوا وتنايعوا في الإيمان بالمسيح تفضل يا رب أذكر أنفس عبيدك عدل توفيق عيد نظيف شهدي ظريف وكمال أذكر أيضا الهامي جيد تفضل يا رب نايه نفسهم جميعا في أعضاب القديسين إبراهيم وأسحاء ويعقوب علهم في موضع خضرة على ما رأى في فردوس النعيم الموضع الذي هرب منه الحزن والكآبة والتنهد في نور قديسين in the paradise of joy, in the region of the living forever in the heavenly Jerusalem, in that place. And we too who are sojourners in this place, keep us in your faith and grant us your peace until the end. لكي بهذا كما أيضا في كل شيء يتمجد ويتبارك ويرتفع اسمك العظيم القدوس في كل شيء كريم ومبارك مع يسوع المسيح ابنك الحبيب والروح القدوس
خلصنا يسوع المسيح لأنه جعلنا لنا الآن أن نقف في هذا الموضع المقدس ونرفع أيدينا إلى فوق ونخدم اسم العظيم القدوس وأيضا الآن فلنسأله أن يجعلنا مستحقين لشركة وإسعاد أسرار الإلهية غير المائتة. في خريستوس انجي بي بانتو كراتور تشوي سبنوتي
آمين آمين بروسفك ساستي
الكل الذي أرسل ابنا الوحيد إلى العالم فعلمنا الناموس والوصايا المكتوبة في الإنجيل المقدس علمنا أن الصوم والصلاة هما اللذان يخرجان الشياطين إذ قال إن هذا الجنس لا يخرج بشيء إلا بالصلاة والصوم.
كيريا ليسون كيريا ليسون يا رب
fasting and prayer raised Elijah to heaven and saved Daniel from the lion's den. Fasting and prayer were pursued by Moses until he received the law and the commandments written with the finger of God. Fasting and prayer were pursued by the people of Nineveh, so God had mercy upon them and forgave their sins and lifted his wrath away from اللهم الذين عمل بهم الأنبياء تنبأوا من أجل مجيء المسيح قبل مجيئه بأجيال كثيرة. ثم السلام الذين عمل بهم الرسل وبشروا في جميع الأمم وصيروهم مسيحيين وعمدوهم باسم الآب والابن والروح القدس.
كيريا ليسون، كيريا ليسون يا رب ارحم.
Pursued by the martyrs until they shed their blood in the name of Christ, who witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate. Fasting and prayer were pursued by the righteous, the just, and the cross bearers, and those who dwelt in the mountains, deserts and caves of the earth because of their great love for Christ the King. فلنصم عن كل شر بطهارة وبر. أنا تقدم إلى هذه الذبيحة المقدسة ونتناولها منها بشكر، لكي بقلب طاهر ونفس مستنيرة بوجه غير مخزي وإيمان بالعرية بمحبة كاملة ورجاء ثابت نجسر بدالة بغير خوف أن نصرخ نحوك أيها الآب القدوس الذي في السماوات، ونقول أبانا الذي في السماوات.
السماوات تقدس اسمك، يأتي ملكوتك، تكن مشيتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض. أرزقنا الذي الغد أعطينا اليوم، واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن أيضا المذنبين إلينا، ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجنا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا، لأن لك الملك والقوة والمجد إلى الأبد. آمين.
Jesus, peace. مقدس وكريم جسد ودم حقيقي ليسوع المسيح ابن الهنا آمين. Body and the blood of Emmanuel, our God, this is in truth. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. I believe and confess the last brain that this is the life-giving God, that your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, took from our leader, the lead of us all, the holy Theotokos, St. Mary. He made it one with his divinity without mingling, without confusion, without filtration. He witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate. He gave it up for us upon the holy word of the cross of his own will for us all. Truly I believe that his divinity parted not from his humanity for a single moment to the twinkling of an eye, giving for us for salvation, remission of sins, and the eternal life to those who partake of him. I believe that this is so in truth. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I believe. I believe that this is true. Amen. Pray for us and for all Christians who said to us concerning them, remember us in the house of the Lord. The peace and love of Jesus Christ be with you. Let us sing Alleluia. Pray for the worthy partaking of the immaculate and heavenly holy mysteries. Lord, have mercy.
Amen. him with pleasant sounding cymbals. Alleluia, alleluia, Jesus Christ has it for us 40 days and 40 nights. Praise him upon the cymbals. Bowls of joy, alleluia, alleluia. Iisus pia Christos ereste vin eri egon ene men ehu ne me me ene gor ni pini ben maro es motiro efran. Emet shoyz ben noti alleluia. Isos via Christos erneste vin eri egon ene mene o ne me mene dot se petrike eio ke ageio ebne mati alleluia. Iso de Christos erneste vin eri egon ene mene o ne me mene gor kenin ke ai ke Christos eon aston eonon amin. Alleluia. Iisus pia Christos erneste vin eri egon ene mene o ne me mene gor. Alleluia, alleluia. Doxa si o Theos emon. Alleluia. Iisus pia Christos erneste vin eri egon ene mene o ne me mene gor. Alleluia, alleluia. Pi o upa ben noti be. Alleluia. Iisus pia Christos epshiri e mefnoti son temeron ohnainan. Urunte tirini moenan entekirini semninan entekirini kanen novi nane vod. Gore voleni gazi enteti ek ekklesia arisopteros ennesken shaene emmanuel bennoti enten miti tinokene poente pepiot. Nem pieb nem mato eben te pez moeron tiren en teftovo en nenit en teftalecho en isho en tenen epsichirem nen somaten o ashtem moko bekarestos nem bekioten agathos nem pieb nem mato eb kiek soti emon. Hail to you, Michael, head of heavenly powers, angel of peace and joy, servant of the Lord of hosts. He gave you a raiment and a crown, made you a leader of great, named you power of God. That is the name Michael. He gave you the greatest sword, filled you with wisdom and mercy, and gave you the trumpet of the day of judgment. God filled you with strength and gave you the sword of fire. He gave you strength and victory, full of God's great power. Father, and for Satan from his highest degree. You cast them in despair under the earth, he shall be. You made Hades his abode with his evil soldiers. Burning fire is his food, no forgiveness for his crime. His leadership and status, your soldiers secure. You sat on his throne, which your angels adorn. Satan's soldiers are terrified of your name. When we call out, O Michael, they escape in shame. Hail to you always, O helper of the lost, keeper of the mystery of grace, O head of the heavenly host. You made great wonders with the pure Dorotheos and his wife the Opheste and Euphemia and Aristarchus. Hail to you, O Michael, through whose intercessions you made the poor man rich who sought your compassion. Of my bones cry out night and day, and all the days of my life I say, help me, O Michael. Hail to you, O Michael, who is full of glory, who is exalted with praise, with splendid mystery. Hail to you, O Michael, you servant of the Trinity, with veneration and praises before the throne of the Trinity. Hail to you, O helper of the poor, the strength of the weak, the intercessor of every soul. Hail to you, O Michael, maker of the wonders among all the Christians, who prevents all disasters. Hail to you, O Michael, the intercessor of those in want, who prays for the Nile and rivers, the fruit and the plant. The mention of your name is in all the believers' mouths. They all say, O Michael, help all of us.
ملك السلام أعطنا سلامك واغفر لنا سلامك واغفر لنا خطايانا لك القوة والمجد لك البركة وليس الأبد أمين. Make us worthy to pray to you thankfully our Father who art in heaven.
Christ is our Lord, for thine
كل سنة أنتم طيبين جميعا. بكرة إن شاء الله يبدأ ربيع التوبة، يبدأ موسم التائبين. Tomorrow, God willing, starts the season of the repenters. أجمل أيام السنة هي أيام الصوم. محتاجين كل الحاجات اللي قال لنا عليها أبونا، السبع حاجات اللي قالها لنا في العظة، واللي ما جاش بدري يبقى يجي بدري. الذين يبكرون إلي يجدونني، الذين يبكرون إلي يجدونني.